Hey there, folks. It's Todd Waller with Studio 48 and our new episode here on the Studio Cast. With me today are my business partners, Sarah Maddock, Jeffrey Post. And today's topic for the three of us to chat through, real estate horror stories.
Yes.
Dun, dun, dun.
Exactly. We actually need that sound effect in there.
Yes.
And so we have seen some things. We have seen some things in our careers. Jeffrey, kick us off. What is a real estate horror story that you've run into that you can share?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Thank you for qualifying that. One that comes to mind was a time that I was at an inspection for a house. It was an interesting scenario because I was actually the listing agent and I was bringing the buyer.
Gotcha.
It was a really good deal. I got to say, for both sides, it was a really good deal. And it was a lot of house. And it was a lot of older house. And so we were going around in various areas and we were downstairs in the basement. And there was just a lot. Everything was kind of dated. So you kind of want to unpack what's in there. There was a crawl space. You had to open this little thing. And it was about chest high. And you had to look in there to see where the furnace was set up. It was like a secondary or third furnace type thing. And we were near the end of our inspection, and we're all sort of peering in, and around the corner comes the owner's daughter with her quick reply, "What are you doing?" I thought it was obvious. We're at an inspection. We're inspecting something. But she was quite sure we were doing something we shouldn't.
Oh.
And I said, "Well, we're just observing this area where the chase is and the furnace is," and her response was, "Oh, is that how it goes?" And I thought, oh,
yes,
wow.
Yes, in fact, it is.
It's pretty par for the course. You almost want to take on that lilt in the voice.
Uh-huh. Absolutely.
And she sort of zipped around the corner. It was one of those things where, like, you know, in a horror movie where that face sort of appears and comes back around. Because we were around the corner in the basement, so we didn't see her coming. We wrapped up, and I went up and I said, "We're finished with the inspection. I'm just going to meet with them to go over everything." And she said, "Oh, okay, I'll see you in the kitchen." And I said, "Well, actually, we will just meet with the inspector and myself." Mm. And guess what her reply was? "Oh, is that how it goes?"
Oh my gosh.
Yep. So that's
hostile
one.
Inspection story.
Yeah. Hostile inspection story, you know.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So I feel that.
One that comes to mind. Yep. One of many.
I have a story, a bad title story.
Oh no.
I mean, when we talk about
title.
Yeah, right. So we sort of vaguely talk about title and title insurance when we are discussing buying and selling, because rarely does something come up, right, the title work. But it's a check on the property, you know. Did everybody get paid that was supposed to? Does everybody that owned the property, are they aware it's being sold? I mean, how are the proceeds being divvied? Who's owed what, I guess, is kind of the biggest way to put that, or the simplest way to put it. And rarely does anything come up. But in this case, it was a brand new build. It was a spec home. This is back before things really got bad with that. But it was a brand new spec home, a huge, beautiful house in Brighton on a lake. Mm-hmm. And I had told my clients, "You really should get a survey," because it was cash deal, so they weren't required to have a survey.
Right.
"You should really get a survey. I just think you should just get a survey.
Yeah.
I mean, would you just check on the title and, you know, just get a survey?" And they kind of didn't want to. And then finally they agreed, "Okay, fine, we'll get a survey." And I think it was done like 2 days before closing. Mm-hmm. So we're at the closing table, and we're all signing away, and in walks somebody from the title company to the closing table and hands the closer a document.
Oh, no.
And the closer looked at it and went, "Oh, S-H-I."
Sugar, honey, iced tea?
Yeah. Literally said that. Yeah, right. And we went, "What?" And basically, the house's driveway had been poured something like 3 or 4 feet over the property line. We had to stop everything. But that's not the worst of it.
Oh, no.
That property line was the line between two townships.
No.
And between two homeowners associations.
What?
And it was an easement for one of the townships to get to like a pump station or something to the lake. Yeah. Oh,
all the complications.
Everything. Like, we put the brakes on, and it took over a month for everybody to work everything out. They ended up having to go to township meetings and, like, get a court thing, and it was a whole... I mean, at one point, they were just talking about shaving off part of the driveway. Like, it was just a complete...
Do you have a smart car? We can get the smart car in.
Well, look, this is a huge house with, like, a six-car garage.
Yep.
It had maybe eight. It was three or four on the main level, and then this was like the driveway went down and under.
Around. Wow. Yeah. Nice.
I mean, it was this is like one of the biggest nightmares I've ever
seen. That's spectacular.
I mean, get a survey.
Yeah, get a survey.
Check out your title word.
When your realtor suggests that you get a survey,
it's because we have a story like this.
Because we've seen things.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, along the lines of having seen things, I don't have a title insurance. Oh my goodness. I have funny inspection stories. I don't have horror stories necessarily.
Yeah.
One of the memories that sits out from the crash, when everything kind of went sideways in the real estate marketplace, we had a lot of distressed properties, foreclosures and short sales. I was working with this purchaser, and we were looking at a home east of Ann Arbor, quite a ways, but it was a nice brick bungalow with a side entry off of the driveway into the kitchen. And as you walked in, you took a step up into the kitchen, or you took the stairs down into the basement. Mm. So I was showing this to a gentleman who was looking to purchase it and then live there and rent out some of the rooms to some of his buddies. I walk in, and I immediately turn left to go down to the basement. They all piled up and into the kitchen to check out the rest of the house. Mm. I get about 3 feet from the bottom of, three steps from the bottom of the stairs, and something doesn't smell right.
Oh.
I mean, it kind of smelled like death, honestly.
Oh.
And I just kind of and ran up and out. And
wait, say that again. It kind of smelled like death.
It kind of smelled like death.
Dun, dun, dun.
There's the sound effect. It did smell like death. I ran out, and not moments after I come running out, I see my buyer and his buddies come piling out, and one of them yelling, "When you see the realtor run out of the house, you follow him. You get on his butt and follow him out."
What was it? You don't even know.
I did not go back in.
Oh, wow.
I called the agent and said, I have no idea what's going on in there, but it smells like death.
I don't
want
to know.
It was probably like a raccoon or an animal had gotten in and just died.
I have
died.
Seen that.
Yeah.
But you didn't want to find
out. No, I did not want to find out. Well, because like a couple of weeks before, I'd shown a home that had 6-foot strands of mold hanging from the ceiling in the basement.
Wow.
I've had horror nightmare mold stories too. Yeah, and from the good old days during the foreclosure years.
The good old days.
The good old foreclosure days.
The moldy years.
The moldy years.
Gosh.
When folks would
the
get upset that the bank the folks would get upset that the bank took over their house, and so they would stuff sweatshirts down the drains and flood out the basement.
Oh yeah, that was fun.
You walk into like 6 feet.
I have a showing horror story. I mean, horror story. It was kind of sad actually, but it was terrible at the time. Two good ones. So I'll make the one was brief and funny. The one, we go in the house, my client and I, and we're looking in the living room, and it's classic colonial, and we turn the corner, and my client screams bloody murder, and like goes running and out of the house past me. And I'm not one to run away, Todd. I'm this like, let me go see.
Yeah.
So what I go around the cellar had one of those creepy little, I hope you don't mind, but those creepy little corner dolls, like the kids in the timeout corner, like the life-size kid in a timeout corner dolls in the dining room. My client wouldn't even enter the room. But one of the worst showing experiences I had was we had a confirmed showing. It was myself and a family, so a husband and wife, and I think one or two kids and myself. And we go through the house. I mean, we were, first floor, kitchen, then we go upstairs looking in the bedroom. And I'm in a bedroom.
No,
yeah.
No, no.
And I hear somebody crying. And I realize it's coming from the master closet, the primary suite closet. And there was a little girl who did not, she had come home from school. I don't know if someone was supposed to come and get her. She was probably 8 or 9 or 10. I mean, like old enough to have come home from school.
Right, right.
But she didn't know anything about the real estate showing. And was hiding from us in the house because she thought, I mean, she was in, and I mean, thank God, like it was me and another mom, and so we like, I gathered her up and we comforted her and we called the realtor, got her mom there, but like this poor little girl had been hiding in the closet while we were showing the house. Isn't that awful?
Goodness, that is not.
You know, those creepy doll things, I mean, note to sellers out there, you know. We all stage. Staging is decontenting. And when you get to the point, and maybe you're looking at a doll collection and thinking, should I keep this? No.
The answer's always no.
I had a showing, and we went in, and it was a bi-level, so you sort of come in the front door, and you have to walk up the steps to get to the main living area. I opened the door, and I wasn't the first one up the step, and my buyer was the first one up the step. She went up the step, turned around, she came running down the step. And you couldn't see what was up there. You had to get up to that level. I got up to the level, and there is this enormous curio cabinet full of clowns.
No.
Clowns.
Full of clowns. Big clowns, little clowns, scary clowns.
Straight out of the Good Happy Place. Clowns.
I mean, every manner of... And you have this moment of like, wow, that's quite a collection of clowns. And then you have that second moment of like, I'm just as scared I'm going to run out of this house at the same speed.
I have a very important question. Was that curio cabinet shaped like a car?
It would have even been better. No. The fact that it was behind glass, I mean, clowns behind glass staring at you.
Yeah, that's
clowns. It wouldn't throw anyone off, and that was,
probably.
That I couldn't get her to go back in.
No, I mean, if you're scared of something like that, well, how about animals? So I showed a house, and that wasn't that long ago, and they had a lot of birds. They had parrots.
Yeah.
And one of the parrots, they had parrots. And one of the birds mimicked the sound of the garage door, access door from the house to the garage, opening and closing perfectly. It was like a hingy, like, scream kind of thing. So the whole time we're showing the house... More than once, I thought someone was coming into the house, and I kept going down there, and then I realized it's the bird.
You just reminded me of a bird.
That was in Ipsy Township, too. It was at no point.
I was showing a property, and as we went in the front door, there was a bird in a cage. And I thought, okay, let me sort of decor. And then
it's a pet, Jeffrey. It's a pet.
Well, I don't know. We went into the primary bedroom, and the doors were closed, and we went in, and I went in same time, and the cage was open, and the birds were loose in the room.
Oh, geez.
And we didn't know it until we got in there, because they didn't move until we moved in there.
Oh.
They came flap, all around my buyer's head. She was panicking. It was the scene.
Birds, the birds!
And I have to say, for a nanosecond, I was laughing so hard I couldn't pay attention to what was going on. And then I was like, oh, that was frightening. I better make sure she's okay and get outside. But sellers out there, if you have birds, you love birds, in the cage, it's really going to be the best for showings.
So it's funny, these stories are coming up after the last episode that we had. So Inspector Bob Bowling with Buyer Protection Groups, he told a story that had happened to him actually the day we did the recording. Mm. He was inspecting a house, and it was in Inkster, I think he said. Or maybe it was Redford.
I don't know. I think it was Redford. Yep. I think it was Redford.
And he said he and the buyer agent were there 40 minutes outside wandering around. They finally get inside to the kitchen. Bob says, I set up here, and I'm banging away on the computer setting stuff up. He says, now out of the corner of my eye, I see movement, and I hear Redford police come out with your hands up.
And they had the gun drawn on him.
They had the gun drawn on him.
Why?
Because the homeowner wasn't aware that an inspection was happening.
Right.
And all he knew is that people were crawling all over his house, and they busted in. So he called the cops to get the inspector and the buyer and the buyer's agent out of the house.
Oh, my gosh.
So in all of this, what I'm hearing is communication's kind of key.
Yes, communication is key.
Big, upfront. Thorough.
Yep.
Yes.
Transparency.
Absolutely.
Spell it all out. If you think you said it once, say it twice.
Exactly. Put it in writing even.
Put it in writing. Any surprises and no clowns.
Yeah. Well, please no clowns. Absolutely.
Even if you like them.
Well, anyway, thank you for laughing and listening with us. Obviously, there are lessons to be learned in all of these things, and we're happy to guide you through any potential real estate nightmares we might encounter, the good, the bad, and the ugly. Hopefully, your real estate experience is smooth and wonderful, and we have another podcast coming up that you might want to listen to that we like to call Real Estate Fairy Tales. So if you want to catch that one, hit subscribe, like us, and catch us on all the socials where you'll be able to find this podcast and the video for it. Thank you so much. This is Sarah Maddock Todd Waller and Jeffrey Post with the Studio 48 Group at Berkshire Hathaway Home Services, Snyder & Company Realtors.